Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick. I'm the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics, personal finance, sales and marketing, employment, and many more. Please listen to past episodes with Jeffrey Schneider and Nancy Schick. This episode is brought to you by Alan Rolnick, Tax Resolution Ninja and Tri-State Tax Resolution. Do you owe the IRS money or have not filed a tax return for more than 2 years? The IRS is looking for you. They want to throw you a party. This party is not to celebrate your birthday, anniversary, engagement, or wedding. This party is being made to levy your wages up to 90%, take your Social Security check up to 85%, seize your bank account and other assets that you own, and revoke your passport. To stop this party in its tracks, you need to call the Tax Resolution Ninja hotline at 718-841-7317. The Tax Resolution Ninja runs a tax emergency and trauma room that helps people and businesses permanently resolve their tax problems. The Tax Resolution Ninja will do the heavy lifting for you, and you will never have to speak to an IRS agent. If you owe the IRS money, give Alan Rolnick, the Tax Resolution Ninja, a call. I will resolve your tax problem permanently, and you will not have to go to any party that the IRS is throwing for you. To stop the party, call the Tax Resolution Ninja at 718-841-7317. I have as my guest today, Robert Curtis. Robert helps U.S. companies be more competitive by getting the R&D tax credits that they're entitled to. Robert, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me, Al. It's great to be here today.
So tell me, how did you get into this area of finance, because you're really helping finance companies?
Yeah, you help people who owe the IRS money, and I help people where the IRS owes them money, or, you know, companies. So we're on the, you know, opposite sides of helping people there. I had a partner, and he and I had a business brokerage, and from time to time, I would meet business owners who could benefit from the R&D tax credit, and I offered that to them as a way to garner some extra money as they were exiting their business. Then when the pandemic came last March, a lot of the business brokerage began to diminish, especially things like restaurants, dry cleaners, and other customer-facing businesses. And so I've spent much more time with the research and development R&D tax credit in the past year. So that's how I came to be doing this. And this year especially, you know, companies could use any income stream they could find.
Okay, so we know that the large companies, you know, take advantage of the R&D credits because they have the staff to do all this stuff, and, you know, and the attorneys and the accountants.
Right.
What does a small guy do? What does a small guy do?
Well, that's what we do. We help the small guy with that. And you're right. A few years ago, the Wall Street Journal did a poll, and they found that 95% of companies with 50 employees or fewer who could benefit, who were eligible for the R&D tax credit, either didn't know about it or weren't taking advantage of it. And so I work with companies, usually 10 employees and up, and about $2 million in annual revenue to about $25 million in annual revenue to help them. We can look back 3 years and help them get the money that they deserve, the overpayment in taxes.
So, I mean, but why, you know, and the funny thing is that I was doing tax returns for a lot of years. And I mean, all with small businesses, you know, the local candy store, gasoline stations, you know, some supermarkets, and we never even looked at this. Well, as a possibility.
Let me tell you who it applies to and where it began. In the early 80s, when Reagan was president, we were having a very difficult time competing against the Japanese in manufacturing. So at that time, to help small American manufacturers keep jobs on U.S. shores, they came up with the research and development R&D tax credit. Well, over the past, almost four decades, it has grown and grown to the point that it has outlived its name. It's not just, when I say R&D credit, people disqualify themselves right away. They say, hey, I never filed for a patent. I never invented anything. But what it includes now is any business that has a creative or planning function where they solve a specific problem for an individual client. Okay, that's quite a definition, but it includes companies like HVAC, solar, electricians, commercial roofers, doctors and dentists, companies that do IT, home healthcare agencies, any company where there is a one-off that they have to think about an individual solution to solve a problem for an individual client. So the joke I usually tell people is I can't help nonprofits because they never pay taxes.
Yeah.
And I can't really help restaurants and retailers because it's sort of product on the shelf, product off the shelf. You know, this is for companies that have to give some specific thought to individual clients' needs.
Okay. So it would include like a contractor, a cement guy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything they've got a plan. What's the elevation? What's the temperature we're working at? What's the weight load going to be? These are all individual calculations. Every job is different.
So, I mean, was the intent, the original intent for it to apply to the small business?
Oh, yeah. The original intent was to apply to any business to help them either keep jobs here or to grow the job base. And the idea is to, give American manufacturers and other creative types of companies a leg up to make them more competitive by cutting them a break.
Because it's funny, because we, all the years I've been in practice, I would have never given thought for a small company who did, because I thought of research and development as you're inventing a virus, you're inventing some medicine, or
If you think of Boeing Airlines,
right,
or Johnson and Johnson,
right, they're the guys. That's who the credit was made for. In my own mind, that's who the credit was made for. And I don't even think the state accounting societies ever pushed this.
Well. And sometimes when I talk to prospective clients, they say, boy, am I going to give a piece of my mind, to my accountant? Why didn't he or she ever tell me about this? And it's not the accountant's fault. CPAs are trained, to do certain things. Most of them are generalists. They do your year-end taxes.
Right.
They keep you out of trouble.
Right.
We are
they're supposed to keep you out of trouble.
Well, yeah, they try. So We're specialists. If you go to your general practitioner, your doctor, and you have a really bad rash, he or she is going to say, I'm going to send you to a dermatologist. So that's what we are. We're specialists. We only do one thing. We don't compete with CPAs. We complement what they do. And because we know this one area and we know it well, and we don't stray outside of it.
It's just an amazing, amazing thing to me. I would have never thought to do this, but now I'm seeing a lot of it, and I don't know why all of a sudden is it because of COVID? Is it because I just don't know, I can't figure out why all of a sudden it's becoming more acceptable.
Well, it's. There are only a few companies in the country that do this. And then, of course, if you're working with a large regional or a national accounting firm, they have departments that do this. But most small companies just don't know about it. I want small companies to have the same benefit that large companies do to help them be more profitable. And especially in this last year, small businessmen and women need all the help they can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of small businesses are now in trouble because they can't cover the payroll taxes.
Yeah.
You know, and the government coming out back in, I think it was September, saying you can defer it. Well, if you can't pay it now,
right?
What makes you think you're going to be able to pay it, you know?
Deferring anything never made sense, right? You only dig your hole deeper.
Yeah.
Right?
It was just a misplaced idea. Because you were ensuring at that point that these people were going to go out of business.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so how does a chiropractor or a dentist take advantage of this?
Well, they can give me a call, but let me just tell you how it works as a dentist. And I'll give you an example with a dentist who I recently worked with. He's got a practice out on Long Island. He probably does about a little over $1 million a year. He's got 10 employees, another dentist, some hygienists and office staff. And we were able to find him $81,000 looking back over the last 3 years. And it is because how a dentist qualifies is because to you, a root canal is a root canal right? They're all the same. But to a dentist, everybody's different. How much bone mass does somebody have? What are their other teeth like? What, you know, how does he or she need to work with a particular patient? So there's a planning process involved in each individual patient, you know? Not every filling your root canal is the same.
So what do you do? You come into the practice and you look at a number of procedures. Is that?
No, it's simpler than that. For me, somebody has to suffer about a 20-minute conversation with me on the phone where I'll ask them some questions about their practice, what they do, what they don't do, how many employees they have. It probably takes 20 minutes to go through the questionnaire or so. And then we ask them to upload their last 3 years personal and corporate returns to our secure OneDrive. And then about 2 weeks later, we come back with a quote saying, look, this is what we believe we can get back to you based on the R&D tax credit. That's no obligation. It's a free service. They can say, you know what? I'm just going to leave the money on the table. Or if they choose to proceed and have us file for the R&D tax credit, we take a portion of recovery. So we work on a contingency basis. You know, no, you get no money, we get no money.
Okay. So you come in and you calculate what the R&D should have been or might have been,
right,
for the last 3 years, because you only can go back 3 years. You only can go back 3 years in amending a tax return. So and then the accountant, you give the information to to the accountant, and they do the amendment.
No. Actually, we file the amended returns. Oh. We do all of that, and then we track recovery.
Okay. Which is kind of hard to do these days because.
Well, this is what we're finding, and you're right. I mean, you know, everybody was out of the office at the IRS because of COVID for several months.
Right.
And when people mailed in their returns, they're still opening up some mail from last year.
There's a lot of mail sitting back since
We've never experienced this before. But companies who say in 2019 began to file electronically, they go to the head of the line. They're much easier to do.
Yeah. Well, the only year you can, I believe that the only year you can electronically file them in the return right now is in 2019.
Yeah, right. So those come back pretty quickly. Now, right now, we can do 2017, 2018, 2019. As soon as people file their 2020 corporates or 2020 personals, that year is lost for recovery.
Well, it's lost if you... Okay. The caveat is that if you have an extension on the 2017.
No, the 2020s, you mean, right?
You have until October 15th to do the...
So as long as you haven't filed those 2020s, you can still recover 2017.
Right. Okay. So that sounds interesting. So what else do you do besides the R&D credit?
That's the... 95% of what we do. Okay. We look at a couple other things like cost segregation, energy credits, some workforce development. But the lion's share of the benefit for our clients really comes from the R&D tax credit.
Okay. let me ask you, what do you do when you're not doing this, when you're not doing R&D?
When I'm not doing this, I really love old black and white movies. I do gardening when the weather permits. I like to play with my dog. And I have a 19-month-old granddaughter.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, Robert. I appreciate you taking the time out. And I thank you for joining me on the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. And to my audience, please listen to this and to the prior episodes. And we'll see you next week. Take care and have a good one.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.